Platte River Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast, but first we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. It is continuing coverage of the 2015 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. The 2015 Class B title game is up next between the Titans of Norris and the Thunderbolts of Lincoln Pius X. Two games are already in the books here today. In Class D1, the first game of the day went to O'Neill St. Mary's, 52-33 over Dundee County Stratton, in a game that they trailed 20-18 at the half. And in the consolation, or in the contest that just finished up, Pierce wins their third consecutive Class C1 title, outlasting Kearney Catholic 38-35 in a game that the Stars shot just 24% in the game, 13% in the first half. They were 4 out of 31 in the contest and still took the lead in the second half, in the fourth quarter, up 27-26. But Shelby Brettschneider, who hadn't really shot the ball much at all, hit back-to-back threes to get Pierce back up by five. The Stars had an opportunity with 4.5 seconds left, but never got the shot away, and they fall 38-35. Three more games will be coming up later on here today at 4:30, Fall City Sacred Heart, and why not? Why not going for their fifth consecutive title in D2? In Class A, can Norfolk complete the shocker of the decade? The eighth seed is in the final against Omaha Westside, and then a rematch in C2, Crofton going for their fourth consecutive title as they take on Hastings St. Cecilia. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. First off, let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Norris Titans. We got a chance to watch them in their championship opener against Hastings on Thursday night, and to be quite honest, they struggled in that basketball game, but they've been able to get here, and they did it on a wild card. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Norris, number 12, 5'8", junior Emma Ehrman. Number 20, 5'9", junior Danny Meyer-Henry. Number 24, 5'9", sophomore McKenna Sullivan. Number 32, 5'11", senior Shaylina Brown. And number 35, 5'11", senior Kylie Holland. Now, Holland averages 14 and Brown 12 per ball game. So they are the big scorers for the Norris Lady Titans, who are coached by Mark Hagerman, assisted by Lisa Brown, Scott Harrington, and Betsy Barrett. They are now 18-6 on the season. As we said, losing to Platteview in the districts. And here at the state tournament, they beat Hastings by a score of 46-32 and down York yesterday, 45-40. For Lincoln Pius X, they're going to go with number 12, a 5'7 junior, Mackenzie Hellman. Number 24, a 5'6 senior in Briatha Sebeck. Number 32, a 6'2 senior, the Nebraska signee, is Maddie Simon. She averages 19 points and 8 rebounds a game. Number 40 is 6 foot senior Kennedy Sander, averages 16 points, 5 boards a game. And number 44 is 6'1 senior Rebecca Brokaw, averages 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. The head coach at Lincoln Pius X is Bill Rice, assisted by Ryan Posota, Gary Strezik, Stephanie Novotny, and Kelsey O'Neill. They are now 21-2, beating Waverly and Platteview in the district. So these teams were in the same district. Platteview got beat by Pius after beating Norris, and they're the ones that ended up having to stay home. The two losses for Lincoln Pius X this year came to Lincoln Northeast and to Columbus, both in Class A. Here at the state tournament, Pius struggled out of the gates in the first half against Scott's Bluff, but then blew the doors off in the second half, 55-29, and yesterday down Omaha Gross, 54-29. So their defense is very, very good, and Norris doesn't score a lot of points the way it is. It's going to be a tough one here today for the Norris Titans, who Pius beat in the second game of the season by a score of 55-45. We will take a break, and those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The opening tip coming up next.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, and then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Also, a couple of consolation games being played today. We've got them in the books. And in Class D2, it was Stewart over Sandhill Stedford, 47-41, and Howells Dodge beat Blue Hill in the D1 game, 59-52. They are just underway in C2, and Guardian Angels has an 8-0 lead over Sutton. Later today at 3 o'clock in the C1 game, it'll be Lincoln Christian taking on Norfolk Catholic. So we are about ready to get things underway here in the Class B championship game from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Lincoln Pius X, a big favorite. Will they get off to the quick start? We're going to find out momentarily. Ken Norris, in a low-scoring game, find a way to get the victory here today? Don't forget, Nebraska baseball later today. They're taking on Hawaii. Also, they'll take on LSU tomorrow, the number two team in the country. And last night, they fell 2-1 to Texas A&M. The cool red uniforms and blue trim for Norris against the home white with green and gold, as Pius X, we know, has made many trips to the state tournament and has been very, very successful. So Lincoln Pius X and Norris, the 19th trip to state for Pius. They are your defending state champions, winning it all last year. And the opening tip is in the air, and Norris will control the opening tip and get it into their offense against the man-to-man defense here of Lincoln Pius X. For Norris, they will move from right to left. Pius from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Titans get it up top to Ehrman. Ehrman swings it over on the right wing to Meyer Henry. Up top, they'll go to Holen. Going to be tough to post up. Even the posts are smiling in there as they're starting to lean on each other on the first possession. On the right wing with it, Meyer Henry needs somebody to get it to, and 5 seconds called. Good defense by Pius, forcing the 5-second call on the opening possession of the basketball game. Of course, last year, Pius beat Grand Island Northwest in the final, 66-55, putting that into that great run that Northwest had been able to put together. In 2009, that was the last time they were here. They lost in the finals to Seward. So it's not like Pius has been here a long run, but they probably will be here after winning the championship just twice, back-to-back in 91 and 92. They have been the runner-up 7 different times as they get it inside and lay it up and in. Again, Northwest, let me rephrase that, Northwest beating Pius last year in the championship game. Misspoke there. They were the runner-up last year. Now they're coming for the championship, and they get their first bucket of the ball game here. Maddie Simon gets off to a good start. Pius 2 and Norris nothing. As we work our way through this Class B championship, don't forget Mike will have the call of the final 3 games here today. Starting at 4:30, D2A, and then St. Cecilia and Crofton in C2, somewhere between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, the tip-off. Looking for their first shot of the game are the Titans, keeping everything outside, working the clock, looking inside for any chance. McKenna Sullivan hands it off to Meyer Henry. Screen set, but nobody uses it. Over to Brown. Holen comes into the paint. Tipped away, gets it back into the corner. Three-pointer is going to come up short for Meyer Henry. Rebound brought down by Brokaw, Becky to Simon. Simon in the front court, kicks it back out to Maddie Simon, who could go inside, could go outside. Lob it inside. Pius trying to get that ball into the post, and it is loose. Sander couldn't grab it. We've got a foul called as Norris was trying to get away from a steal. Foul, though, is on the Titans. It'll be on Sullivan, the first foul of the game. And Pius will take it out underneath their own hoop. 2 minutes into the contest. 2-0, Pius leading Norris. Pius will jump into the left-hand corner to Mackenzie Hellman. Hellman up top to Simon. Gets it into the post. Ball knocked away by Holland, and the steal made. Holland took it away from Sander. And here comes Norris on the offensive side. Trailing 2-0, 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Holland across the timeline. Swings it over on the right wing to Sullivan. Sullivan holds the ball. Not a lot of movement without the ball for Norris. They're being very meticulous on what they're doing. Rolling, but even when they're running through the paint, they're not looking for the ball. They're not looking to do anything. There's a hard cut, but nothing for Meyer Henry. Back up top to Holman. This would be the kind of game you would have expected to see in the 30s, not the C1 game that we had this morning that Pierce won over Kearney Catholic 38-35. A long possession here for Norris. This is what Coach Hagerman wants. Simon comes out here on Holland. Holland, a couple of dribbles, looking to avoid the screen. Now the left-hand dribble into the double team. Kicks it to Brown. Three-pointer on the way. It's too strong on the backside. Rebound grabbed by Pryas and Siebig. So all of that time, and Norris still fires up a three-pointer. Had a possession for nearly a minute. 2-0, Pryas with the lead. Top of the key with it. They'll swing it over to Simon on the right wing. Good ball. Fake drives all the way to the rack, and Brown has to foul, or Maddie Simon will go to the line and shoot two. And that's the kind of move that Coach Yori is going to like to see. So Brown with the foul. Second foul on Norris. And Simon will go to the line here to shoot two free throws for Pius. Try and double the score. 2-0. First free throw looking into the Norris fan base is no good. Checking in now for Norris will be Cassie Dauber. And checking out of the ball game will be Meyer Henry. Second free throw now for Maddie Simon. Takes her time, puts it up, and good. Pius 3, Norris nothing. 4:35 to go and counting here in the second quarter of first quarter of play. Been a long morning, evidently. Three games. Trying to get this one in the books. How close will it stay? How soon will Norris get on the board? Brown up top. They would love to get one or two post players in foul trouble, but you're never going to get them in foul trouble if you don't get inside. Kind of a catch-22 here for Norris. They could shoot 35 threes. Driving into the paint, one-hand runner is up, and it is in. Getting knocked to the ground as she makes the bucket is going to be Ehrman. So Ehrman went to the air to get the first bucket of the game here for Norris. 3-2, Pius trying to force it inside to Sander. Knocked away, steal made. Good defense down on the low block that time by McKenna Sullivan. Coast to coast, the one-hand runner hits the iron, no good. Rebound tipped down into the hands of Sander. 2-on-2, up ahead to Simon, but they let her too far, and Maddie has to run it down in the right-hand corner. Back out top to Hellman. Into the paint, they'll kick it out of the left wing for a three. It's no good, and it's only one player there in Sullivan for the rebound. Off the missed three in the deep left corner there for Pius. Pius 3, Norris 2. And just walking the ball up the floor is Holland. This is incredibly deliberate by Norris. Holland off the screen. Simon stays right with her. 5 second count on. Swings it over here to Dauber. Back up top to Sullivan. High 1-4. Working it around the perimeter. 3-2 as we approach the 3 minute mark of the first quarter. Titans keeping it outside. Flashing people through the man to man defense here. Holding the ball. Dauber to Ehrman. Well, it's deliberate, but I'm not sure what Norris is trying to do here. They are not moving fast enough to run off screens. They finally clear it out, taking it out. Simon is Holland. Simon blocked the shot, but it's run down out front by Brown. She'll tip it to Ehrman. Ehrman trying to draw contact and does. Bouncing off of her there is Briatha Siebeck, and that'll be the first foul of the game on Pius. 2:37 to go in the first quarter. Pius 3, Norris 2. Timeout on the floor. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Well, at least that's what we think it is, yes. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3-2, Pius in the Class B final here on ESPN.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Game three of this championship Saturday is Lincoln Pius the 10th, 3 and Norris 2. 2:37 to go in the first quarter. That coming on the heels of a very low scoring C1 game. And actually, it wasn't that high scoring in D1 to start the game. So defense and rough shooting has been the story. But Lincoln Pius the 10th has only taken two shots here in the entire game. How amazing is that? Norris 1-for-5, and they have the basketball out of the TV timeout. Into the ball game is Maddie Gable. Gable swings it around the perimeter. Now it's in Holland's hands. Trying to set a screen here on Simon. Holland gets free, gets the corner, comes into the paint, kicks it out, sets for a three. It's on the way. Gable, no good. Offensive rebound, Holland, and we'll do it all over again. The time of possession, if they kept that in this game, would be incredibly misleading because Norris is just holding the ball, working around the perimeter. Again, Gable gets it to Ehrman, down to the baseline, driving, Holland, shot blocked, knocked out of there by Becky Brokaw, and then coming up the floor, Simon is fouled. Reach-in foul going to be called on Holland. That'll be her first and the third team foul. And Pius will walk the ball up the floor here because Norris is just waiting for them in the front court. Into the ball game for Pius, and handling the point is their starting guard, Mackenzie Hellman. Up top, they'll give it to Brokaw. Becky with the ball above her head, lobs it inside. Great catch in there by Sanders. Sanders shot no good, got it back and scores on the second opportunity. Pius 5 and Norris 2. A minute and a half to go here in the first quarter of play. Front court with it for Norris. Will be Dauber. Dauber hands it off there to Gable. Backup guards in there right now. Pinnacle Bank Arena. And again, with all the low scoring, it's too easy to make fun of the Nebraska men. Maybe there's something in here this year. Husker men will be here tomorrow night to wrap up the season against Maryland, the 10th ranked team in the country, at 6:30. And all Norris is doing is playing catch up top, finally trying to force it to the baseline. And when they do, it's at the feet of Sullivan and out of bounds. Turnover for Norris. So Meyer Henry back in now for Norris. Pius has pretty much stayed with this starting five here, which is unusual for Coach Rice over the years, maybe not unusual this year. And up the floor with it is Hellman. Stops and gets it to Simon. Not afraid for her to handle the basketball. Seebeck on the right wing. Has the ball to the high post right side, Sander. Sander off the screen, got Simon, drive, shoots off the glass, won't go. Sander rebounds, she's fouled. That was a well-executed high post screen there. Got a good screen set, handed off to Simon, who did a good job rubbing off the teammate there. And then following and peeling off the screen was Sander to get the rebound, and she'll shoot two. So the first free throw for Kennedy is on the way, and it is good. Pius up 6-2 with 39 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Shalana Brown with the foul. Second free throw up, and it hits the rim. No good. Rebound yanked down here by Sullivan. Sullivan has it for Norris. She'll give it to Kylie Holland. Holland into the front court. And you would have to expect Norris would play for the last shot. It seems like they've been doing that the whole game anyway. 6-2. 20 seconds to go. In the previous games, it was just shots not falling. In this one, they're not taking any. 12 seconds to go. Norris tries to force it into Holen, getting a hand on it and knocking it away. The steal is made by Kennedy Sander. Up the floor, they'll find Simon right wing. She'll take a three-pointer. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Norris. A half-court shot at the buzzer is short. And that's the end of one of the Class B Girls State Championship game. Lincoln Pius X, 6. Norris, 2. You're listening to ESPN, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
First quarter's in the books. Not a lot of excitement. Lincoln Pius the 10th, 6. And Norris, 2. Pius is 2 of 6 from the field, 33%. And Norris is 1 of 7 for 14%. Pius is 0 of 2. No, 1 of 2 from the line. They have that 2 of 4 from the line. They're 0 of 2 from three-point land. 7 rebounds for Pius. Norris has 4 rebounds. And it will be Pius basketball, leading 6-2. So Pius will take over with Mackenzie Hellman. Hellman will give it to Simon, tries to weave her way down the middle of the lane, got fouled. She got by two players, both guards at the top of the key, and that left Brown in there, and she reaches out and grabs her on the wrist. That'll be her second. So second foul on Shea Brown. And at the line will be Maddie Simon. Exactly who Pius wants to have the basketball. It's up, it's in. Second free throw coming up for Simon. For Maddie, the 6'2 senior, averaging just at 19 a game. Second free throw on the way, and that spins around and in. So Simon hits them both, 8-2. Pius has a 6-point lead here. Just underway in the second quarter of the Class B girls final. With it on the right wing, Norris to Holen. Back over to Meyer Henry. Now they're trying to do a little something different offensively here. They're getting away from a high post and running down to the baseline, which is opening the lane up a little bit here with the Pius zone. Man-to-man, it's a matchup. My bad on that one. Pius staying in the man. Back out to Brown. Brown, one dribble back up top. Not much excitement, folks. I wish I could paint you a better picture, but I hope Norris finally gets a shot away. They finally open it up. They hit Holen, and there you go. As you start talking about it, Holen finally got in the paint, put it up with a left-hand scoop, and scores 8-4. Long possessions, though, for the Titans. Simon with the high pick, ball screen here, left dribble, hangs it off on the left wing to Seebeck. Gets it inside, turnaround jumper is good by Brokaw. Just too much height in there for Pius. You've got three players that are 6 foot or taller, and Norris can't double them all, especially when you got to keep an eye on Simon. So the Titans with the basketball, Ehrman, swing it over to the right side, Sullivan, back up top, Brown. Brown to Holen. Kylie, team's leading scorer, guarded by the Division I recruit in Maddie Simon, future Husker. Holding it is Meyer Henry. Off a ball screen, pick and roll a little late, but they got it to Brown, and she's fouled. Well executed by Norris, and Shea Brown will go to the line and shoot 2. Pius 10, Norris 4. 6:15 to go in quarter number 2. Earlier today, It was O'Neill St. Mary's beating Dundee County Stratton by a score of 52-33. And Pierce held off Kearney Catholic 38-35 to win their third straight C1 title. Ball is up and in. Brown getting her first point. But it's only the fifth overall for Norris, so that's no surprise. Second free throw, Brown, and it is good. Pius 10, Norris 6. 6-12 and counting here in quarter number two. Up the floor with it is Simon. Swings it over the right wing to Hellman. Pius still staying with this starting five. Get it to the high post there to Sander. Doesn't get the handoff to Simon. Instead, they're going to try a three. Seabeck hits it. The athlete, Seabeck hits the three-pointer for Pius. Shevick knocks it down. Fast break the other way. The scoop shot is no good for Emma Ehrman. And here comes Pius with a basketball to Simon. Simon to the baseline, left side, can't get it to go. And then an over-the-back foul going to be called on Kennedy Sander. Good job of hustling back down the floor there by the Titans. McKenna Sullivan. 5:42 to go, second quarter. Pius 13, Norris 6. Here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. And online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ball back in the hands here of the Titans. Down by 7. At 13-6. Dump it to the left-hand corner to Holen. Holen back out top. Overload on the right side now. Brown will get it over there to Sullivan. Right corner to Meyer Henry. Meyer Henry holds the ball. Now dribbles up to the top of the circle and leaves it off for Ehrman quickly on the left wing. Get it back over to Sullivan. And again, Norris is trying to catch Pius sleeping. Here's a three, Meyer Henry. She'll put it up and in. So Meyer Henry answers the three of Pius with three of her own, 13-9, Pius by four, 5 minutes to go in the half. Top of the key with it is Hellman for Pius. Over to Simon. Back up top, they'll go to Brokaw. Around the left wing here to Shebeck. Shebeck gets it over the right wing, back up top. Trying to throw it back down to Shebeck. She's in the paint. She got to the two taller players, and Brown just took it and blocked it. Grabbed it out of the air, and Norris will have the ball, a chance to make it a one-possession game again. After getting out of the gates extremely slow, 2 points in the first quarter and already 7 here in the second. Driving in will be Sullivan, leaves it up top for Meyer Henry, off the one dribble screen, nothing there. Coming to help out and grabbing the ball is Ehrman. Emma Ehrman comes into the paint, runs into the defenders, hits the ground, shot's no good. Rebound grabbed by Shevick. Up the floor comes Pius. Trying to get it to the trailer, but they'll throw it to Simon and no steal because Norris was sneaking around there trying to poke the ball away from behind. State tournament basketball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Simon with it over on the left wing. Maddie dribbles up top of the circle. Now Pius being patient. They lob it into the block to Sander. Sander back out Simon. Hand in her face, can't get the shot away. Back to Sander. A little two-gal game. How about Brokaw? Now Simon in the corner for the three. It's no good. Took a lot of work to get that shot away for Pius. And up the floor, Meyer Henry makes a long outlet pass. Sullivan on the block. Off-balance shot, no good. Ball is thrown back in. Here's a three-pointer top of the key, and it is good. Danny Meyer Henry knocks down the three, and Norris has cut it to one. Pius 13, Norris 12. 3:15 to go here in quarter number two. Class B Girls State Championship game on ESPN Radio. The third of six today. Pius with the ball between the circles, Hellman, and we have got a timeout called here by Pius, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3:05 remains, first half, Pius 13, Norris 12.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. Doug Duda back with you here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln as we continue our coverage of the state basketball tournament brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. The Norris Titans looking for their first state championship. They were the runner-up in 2013. They finished third last year. Northwest beat them in an exciting semifinal game. Pius with the basketball. Been a while since the Vikings didn't make it to state, but had to retool this year. We'll see him soon. Entry pass to Simon, and reaching over the back to poke it away is Sullivan. A foul called on the Titans. That'll be their sixth. Pius 13, Norris 12. 2:50 to go here in the second quarter of play in the Class B girls championship game. Pius basketball up top, nearly walking Hellman. She wanted to make that pass out to the right. Nobody was there. Now Simon will come out to center court and take the basketball. Well, Norris has slowed it down, and they have brought Pius along with them. Pius is on a streak of 3 minutes without scoring until they get it inside there to Kennedy Sander, and Sander will lay it up and in. They have been dry for over 3:10, but it changes things right there. 15-12. Pius leads it. Norris a three to tie. They've hit a couple of threes here now to get back in this basketball game. 2 of 5 from the outside for Norris, just holding the ball, holding. Simon comes out a little closer to make the 5-second count start. And Meyer Henry will take it at the top of the circle. 2 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Right elbow, nothing there. Now a three on the way, and it is good. Holland got just enough separation from Simon to fire it, and we are tied 15-15, out of control the other way. Helen puts it up and in, but they'll wave it off and call a charge. Mackenzie Hellman ran right over the defender there in Dunbar, and that will give Norris the ball and a chance to take their first lead of the basketball game. They were down by as many as 7 at 13-6, but they've now hit 3 threes to go 9-12-15, and it's 15 all. 1:40 to go here in quarter number two. Coach Hagerman calling the play over there, wants him to get the floor wide here, look for Brown the cutter. She runs right into a double team. In for Pius, by the way, Reagan Toppenheim. One of the few substitutes in this ball game. In fact, she is the first substitute in the ball game. First time that Pius has went to the bench. And Shebeck is already waiting to check back in. Rotating the ball around the perimeter. Norris likes where they're at right now. They should. They are not trailing. As Brown kicks it out, Meyer Henry's three. In and out, no good. Simon goes in and takes the basketball down for a rebound. And then just a reach-in foul called on Cassie Dauber. Cassie Dauber at midcourt just tried to jump in there and knock it away. And that should put Pius at the line to shoot a one-on-one. So a chance to get some points from midcourt here. Maddie Simon will go to the line and shoot the one and one. For Simon, she is 3 of 4 at the line here in the first half, has 5 points. So Simon with a couple of dribbles, a couple of more, and the front end of the one and one is up and in. 16-15 Pius. Good crowd on hand here for the Class B game. Obviously not a long car ride for either team. And the official having a conversation here with Coach Hagerman. Wonder if that might have been over who the foul was called on. Second free throw, Simon hit the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Norris. Coming out of there with it is Sullivan. And Sullivan will get it to the leading scorer on the team in Holen, and she'll bring it up top of the circle, get met by Simon, swing it back over to Sullivan. 40 seconds to go in the half. 16-15 Pius. Norris fakes the back cut, gets it to Holen anyway. She's between the circles as Norris has whittled it to 30. Now they'll rotate right corner Brown. Back up top, Sullivan. Off a couple of screens, Holen. Three-pointer off the front of the iron, no good. Defensive rebound, Kennedy Sander. Outlet pass picked off. Emma Ehrman stole it away, and now Norris can play for the last shot with 15 seconds to go. Holland backing up. Waiting for a screen, 7 seconds. pick and roll, made a short pass, kick it up top, three-pointer on the way. It's an air ball and out of bounds. I like what they did there. They packed everybody in, made about a two-foot pass, and then just backed out Sullivan. But her shot was way short, and there's a half second left. So all Pius can do is throw it in, hold it, and go to halftime. Lincoln Pius the 10th, 16, and Norris 15. You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Championships on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And we are back here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Halftime of the Class B girls game. And 16-15 is the score. Lincoln Pius the 10th in the lead. We're going to be joined here by Riley Jane Hamilton of the Lincoln Journal-Star to talk a little girls and boys as we get ready for next week. Two champions are already in the book. Pierce does it for the third consecutive year. 38-35 over Kearney Catholic, and St. Mary's beats Dundee County Stratton 52-33 to win D1. How's it going, Riley?
It's going okay.
I tell you what, now I'm getting why the Husker men are having problems scoring in this building. Everybody's having problems. What's going on this morning?
Well, I don't know if it's just this morning. You might want to ask Melby West as well, because they had a pretty cold shooting experience here yesterday. So it might be. I don't know. We did hear, at least one opponent complain about the rims. I don't know if that means anything or... But there certainly is something to the fact that nobody's scoring real well here.
Yeah, last year that wasn't necessarily the case. But let's start with what you're seeing here. I kind of expected if Norris was going to be in this ball game, it would have to be this kind of a ball game. Pius doesn't go too deep with what we're seeing here. Well, what are you seeing? And are you surprised that this is a one-point game?
Not really. They know each other so well and rivals and that sort of thing. Pius won by 10, but that was, a year ago.
Yeah,
almost.
Week,
I mean, it
yeah.
was the first week of this season. So, I think Pius is a little deeper than what we've seen here. It's not surprising to me to see not a lot of substitution, though, because there are so many. You've got the TV timeouts. You've got, all kinds of things. I recall a Lincoln Northeast basketball team that won a state championship. Rick Calura coached the boys to a title team. And in the state championship game, five players played.
Yeah.
Because he knew exactly when the TV timeouts were, and he spaced his timeouts, and he didn't have to play anybody else. They were a really good unit, and so you can do that. I don't think that's specifically what Bill Rice is trying to do here, but I don't know why you need to substitute a whole lot, because the pace isn't exactly, I'd be huffing and puffing, but I'm an old lady. These children know how to run up and down the floor, so I don't think they were probably too exhausted.
I thought St. Mary's did a good job of kind of knowing when those timeouts were going to be and getting her subs in for just 30-40 seconds of actual time, and it ends up being 2.5-3 minutes of 40 seconds of game time, 2.5-3 minutes of actual time.
I think that's a real important thing to know. College coaches plan on that and work around that and use that. High school coaches aren't as used to it, obviously, but it's pretty well documented. They can find out when they are and that sort of thing and kind of look to it. And so you can use those things to your advantage to give somebody maybe a little extra rest that you wouldn't normally be able to give.
Riley Jane Hamilton joining us here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report from the Lincoln Journal-Star. So what does Norris have to do here? Because you can help me out. It seems like some of the time they're standing around and then they're just trying to catch Pius standing around and they'll flash somebody through. Can you explain what they're doing on offense?
I think you pretty much just nailed it.
There ain't much there.
No, there really isn't. You know, you've got a wonderful athlete in Kylie Holen. And they've got some nice, you know, three-point shooters, which showed if you leave them open, they will shoot threes. So Pius has to be real careful not to get, you know, screened off and that sort of thing. And they've been generally pretty good about that here today, fighting through screens and not letting Norris get too many wide-open looks. But that's what Norris is going to have to find a way to do that. I think Shea Brown inside has her hands full with both Sander and Brokaw there. I'm almost kind of surprised that Norris isn't trying to do more to pull one of those defenders out. And they kind of did for a while. They tried to pull Brokaw out a little higher and leave Sander down low. But that's a pretty good tandem inside. And Norris just doesn't have the height to deal with that. So they need to spread Pius out.
Well, yeah, second quarter definitely looked different than the first quarter. But they haven't shot a ton of two-pointers. I mean, it's 50-50 with twos and threes in the game. Before that, I didn't realize it, and I probably never would have realized it if it hadn't been for our little computer stats here. But not only did Pierce not score for so long in that third quarter, they didn't even attempt the shot the first 6 minutes of the third quarter because they kept turning the basketball over, and they still win the basketball game today with about half as many shots as Kearney Catholic.
Well, you know, when it's a low-scoring game like that and like this, you don't have a lot of possessions to have to make up for. So the turnovers, especially if you can play defense, which Pierce can, both Norris and Pius can, the turnovers aren't necessarily going to be a problem. Yesterday, Bellevue West only had three turnovers and lost handily to Norfolk.
Scored 23 points.
Norfolk had way more turnovers, but Bellevue West kept cranking up the threes, and Norfolk had just enough of a hand in their face, or they were just off enough that, you know, it didn't matter. So, and today, I think what we have in this game is the same kind of thing. The pace isn't such that they aren't going to be able to make up for it with you know, a possession or two. It's not going to get out of hand.
Riley Jane Hamilton, Lincoln Journal star with us. Give me your thoughts. I mean, we've got Pierce getting the third. You got Crofton going for four. You got Why Not going for five tonight. But Norfolk, what is going on? I haven't had a chance to read the great columns here the last couple of days, so how long has it been since we've had something like this happen?
You know, I don't recall. It might be ever. I don't know. It certainly is a very, very unusual kind of situation. You know, I saw Norfolk girls play Lincoln High about a month, maybe 5 weeks ago, and they didn't look very crisp. They didn't look very solid. And, you know, they were a 500 team, and I'm thinking, okay, this is a 500 team. Then I went up again late at the end of the season, and saw them play Northeast. It was the double Northeast Norfolk doubleheader, and Norfolk lost to Northeast, but they looked pretty darn good doing it. And I thought, this is a much different team than I saw. Now, I am not trying to say that I predicted that they were going to do what they did, but in a sense, it didn't surprise me quite as much from the standpoint of I saw so much growth in about a 3 week period from them. The sky's the limit when, you know, all of a sudden they believe they can do it. What do they have to lose, you know? They're going up against Benson. They're supposed to get, you know, their butts bit.
It happens all the time.
It does. That's why they make you play the game instead of just submitting the stats.
Do you think St. Cecilia was trying to send a little bit of a message last night? One of their losses was to Sutton, and they blow them out 84-38, trying to say, hey, we're here too, because I know the St. Cecilia gang thinks they have a shot tonight against Crofton, which is what you want to have. You don't want to think that you're a 50-point underdog. But
oh, yeah.
Man, is Crofton a special unit.
They really are. And you know, sometimes scores get out of hand. I wasn't there, so I didn't see it. I was over here at Pinnacle, and, you know, sometimes scores get kind of out of hand. That's surprising. That's a surprising kind of semifinal score. But we saw some huge margins in C2 the first day, so I guess I shouldn't have been surprised.
And I don't want to let you out of here without getting a little thought on the boys. Of course, they're doing the believers and achievers, so our halftime is a little bit longer here with Riley Jane. What's the story you're going to tell me about A, and what's the story in A, and what else is going to catch your eye as you get ready for next week?
The story in A is that, you know, Norfolk is the only undefeated team in the state. And I did ask Ben Reese after the Norfolk girls upset Benson. And I asked him, I said, does that worry you a little? And he said, why? We get to play tomorrow night. I said, no, I'm not talking about your girls. I'm talking about next week. Your guys upset an undefeated team. And he said, oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, thanks.
I think Class A is going to be a lot of fun. We've got some really good teams, some really good first-round matchups. Creighton Prep and Millard West had a close game first time around. So did Bellevue West and Omaha North. And, of course, Norfolk escaped with a one-point win from Northeast. Omaha South plays South Sioux City, which maybe on paper looks like it might be a real wide margin. But I'll tell you what, Alex Borchers is a really nice point guard for South Sioux City. And Omaha South better be ready.
Well, is South the team that we saw at the Heartland Hoops Classic, or is that not the South team?
You know, I don't know. That I'm still not entirely sure what we saw at Heartland Hoops, other than a team that has six Division I players looked like it didn't know how to deal with a team that had one sitting on the bench. Yeah. Because, of course, Arop is out injured. You know, the South has so much quickness and jumping ability, and they play as a team. Bruce Chubbuck really has them playing as a team, which makes them very dangerous, you know, when they go out there and work as a unit. So I think A has some wonderful possibilities. They may be among the best semifinals we've ever had. So that's always fun. Shoot, the rest of it, you know, you just have to simply bring up the Centennial Conference. They are sending four teams to the Class C1 tournament and three teams to the C2 tournament.
And Boys Town was a bucket away.
Boys Town was a bucket away, and in the Class B tournament is Mount Michael, which used to be a member of Centennial. So, you know, just stunning. We have some really wonderful players and games coming up. St. Cecilia looks really strong in C2 on the boys' side, and it's a lot of fun. We've got Bancroft Rosalie looking to, you know, defend their title in D2. D1's wide open because Randolph didn't make it, the defending champion, and our defending champion in Class B didn't make it, Omaha Scott. So, you know, Class B's a little open. Beatrice and Gretna maybe look like they're a notch above everybody, but I wouldn't bet my house on it. I guarantee you that.
No, and I know Adams Central was looking for a better draw than Elkhorn South, but that Heartland Hoops Classic, we talked about it, all the rated teams that were there, and a lot of them got here to the State Boys Tournament for next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's good for them because they got to play in a nice environment and in an open, you know, gym and with, you know, a lot of fans and play an unusual opponent. That's always good when you have that experience, and they can draw on that and that might make a difference in some of these games.
Riley Jane, as always, a pleasure to chat with you.
It's always nice to be with you.
Get down there and get back to work
now. All righty, I will.
Riley Jane Hamilton, a Lincoln Journal star, joining us here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. It's Lincoln Pius X, 16, and Norris, 15, in the Class B Girls State Championship game. And we will look at the numbers and get the second half underway right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, it's not going the way of Sutton in the Class C2 consolation game. Guardian Angels 38, Sutton 12 in the third quarter at last check. Here a quick rundown of our stats. For Norris, 15 points, They have 9 rebounds, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from three-point land, 1 block shot, just 3 turnovers. For Lincoln Pius the 10th, 16 points, 12 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from three-point land. They have 2 blocks and 4 turnovers. Pius shot 42% and Norris 29% in the first half of play. 16-15 Pius. Norris will get the ball to start the second half. Individually for Norris, Meyer Henry hit 2 3-pointers. She leads the way with 6. Holland has 5. Shea Brown has 2. And Emma Ehrman has 2. For Lincoln Pius the 10th, Maddie Simon with 6. Kennedy Sander with 5. Briatha Shebeck had a 3-pointer. And 2 points for Becky Brokaw. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And we are awaiting the start of the second half here. We've also got technical difficulties on the stats, so they may be waiting on that a little bit too. And we are ready to get going here in the third quarter of play. So Norris with the basketball, and they will go from left to right, right to left for Pius, as Norris tries to win their first ever State Girls Basketball Championship. They've been into Saturday the last 3 years. Holland's first shot, no good. Battles to get her own rebound, though. And Norris looking to take the lead. Norris has never had the lead. They've been tied it at 15. Pius got a free throw before the end of the half. Holland up top to Brown. Again, the defense looks a little different here as Brown drives against the double team, kicks it out, three-pointer on the way. It comes up way short, and the rebound grabbed there by Pius and Sander. Up the floor with it, Simon. Simon brings it to the left elbow, kicks it back over to Shebeck. She'll go up top of the circle to Brokaw. But interesting to see what Norris was doing offensively and what Pius was doing defensively. It's man-to-man, but you can tell that the lane and the paint is a lot more open than it used to be as Simon puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble, and she'll lay it up and in. 18-15, Maddie Simon knocks it down. On the right wing with it is McKenna Sullivan. Sullivan gets it back up between the circles. Over to Meyer Henry. She's hit a couple of threes, and Norris is going back to that slow, persistent offense. 6:40 to go in the third quarter, 18-15. A forced three by Holland, and that's over the rim. Excuse me, last time they didn't get it to the rim. That time it's over the rim. So she was feeling good about that one and put it up a little too strong. 18-15, Pius with the lead over Norris. 6.5 to go here in quarter number 3. 6:25 remaining. Simon gets it down on the low block. Turnaround jumper, no good. Sander, rebound brought down by Brown. Shea Brown with the basketball will slow it down and get it to Holland. Top of the circle, Holland with the basketball. Gets it over to the left wing to Meyer Henry. Meyer Henry up top to Sullivan, working around the perimeter here. Holding it is Brown, right side of the key, crossover dribble, then kicks it back off to Ehrman. Ehrman backs out on Shebeck to Meyer Henry, puts the shoulder down, comes into the paint, forces the issue, and gets a foul called. Getting a hand on the basketball was Brokaw, and Becky's going to be called for the foul. And you can tell, as Riley James said, these teams know each other very well, not because they've played 5 times this year, but because of everything that happens in the offseason. And there's been a lot of conversation down there between Brown and Brokaw as the game continues. First free throw was up and no good. Second free throw is up and it is no good. And it's 18-15. So missed them both. And Pius back with the basketball. Tries to lob it in, and Brown is able to step in front and get it away from Brokaw, and then slows it down. Into the front court with it, Meyer Henry. Free throw line, kicks it off to Brown. Not much different as far as the way they're attacking is Norris. Sullivan back to Ehrman. Ehrman, a couple of dribbles. Left elbow, finds a seam. Left-handed layup, too strong. Offensive rebound, back up and in, and a foul will go along with it. Chance at a three-point play for McKenna Sullivan as she was fouled, and she could tie the basketball game up. Kennedy Sander will pick up her second personal foul. Second foul of the half here on the Thunderbolts. So a free throw to try and tie it up for Sullivan. It's on the way, and it is in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Maddie Simon. So Norris not helping themselves from the free throw line. Pius with the basketball, rotated around the perimeter on an 18-17 Pius lead. Simon, a little step, brings it into the paint. Fadeaway jumper good. Maddie Simon with a nice drive to the hoop. It makes you wonder why Pius hasn't gone to that more. She can really take it one-on-one. Guarding Holland, ball knocked away. Players on the floor, they'll let it go. Norris has the basketball. Kylie Holland able to keep it away from Hellman. Dribbles in and gives it back off to Holland at the top of the circle. Over to Brown. Brown with the ball between the circles. 20-17, Pius. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and going for the steal. A reach-in foul going to be called on Kennedy Sander. And for Sander, that'll be her second foul, third team foul of the half. And Pius, not using a lot of subs, will go to the bench here. And checking into the game, Savannah Hannes. Hannes checks in for Pius. And Norris will just check it into the backcourt here on the inbound from in front of the scorer's table. Or the media table, I guess, would be more accurate. If you're watching on TV, get it inside. Holland makes a nice room for herself and scores. So you see Simon hit a good one at one end. Holland comes back and hits a good one at the other end. 20-19. Simon wants to get out and run. Remember that Pius has held the first two opponents to 29. Norris is actually on a better pace. Not by much, but a little. 20-19, Pius. Working around the perimeter. Get it to Shevick up top for three, and it's good. Three-pointer for Hellman. So every time Norris gets close, Pius separates with a bucket, and in that case, a three. Pius now 3 of 11 inside. They'll get it into Brown. Brown will drive, and it's going to be knocked away. Foul will be called, and Brown will go to the line to shoot two. So I'm Becky Brokaw, and we have a timeout on the floor before the free throws. So with 3:38 to go in the third quarter, Class B Girls Championship game. Lincoln Pius the 10th, 23. Norris 19. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln for the Girls State High School Basketball Championships, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Pius, 23, Norris, 19. 3:38 to go in the third quarter, and at the line, Shalena Brown for Norris. Earlier today, O'Neill St. Mary's beat Dundee County Stratton 52-33 to win the D1 title. Free throw good. And in C1, despite some cold shooting, it was colder on the Kearney Catholic side as Pierce wins their third straight state title, 38-35, over Kearney Catholic. Second free throw up, and it's in and out no good. Pierce beating Kearney Catholic in all three of the last state tournaments, once in the semifinal last year, this year, and 2 years ago in the championship game. Maddie Simon with the basketball starts an aggressive drive, then kicks it back out to Brokaw. Pius been up by 7. Norris has never led. 23-20. Pius with the lead. Swing it over here to Shevick. Shevick in the corner to Simon. Against the Norris man-to-man. Up front, Hellman open, grabs it, drives, shoots from 9, off the heel, no good. Simon crashes for the board, but it's going to be grabbed there by McKenna Sullivan. Coming up next here at 4:30 on ESPN Radio, the D2 final Falls City Sacred Heart will be taking on Why Not. Mike Will will be in. As you can tell, the medication on this voice has not worked today. And then in A, Norfolk and Omaha West Side. And tonight in C2, Crofton will be taking on Hastings St. Cecilia. Trying to lob it inside, and a foul going to be called here on Pius. And it's on Brokaw. That is her fourth. And it'll be Norris Ball underneath their own hoop. Norris Ball, top of the circle. Get it over to Holen, trying to keep it rolling along here. Holen gets it down low, tries to get it inside to Sullivan, lost the ball, stolen away. Outlet pass to Simon, 3-on-3. And a good job by Shea Brown to knock down the outlet pass, trying to get it underneath the hoop to Sander. In consolation games from today, in D2, it was Stewart over Sandhill Stedford, 47-41. In D1, Howells Dodge beat Blue Hill, 59-52. And early in the fourth, Guardian Angels 52, Sutton 18 in C2. Ball fake Simon, has room with a left-hand dribble, pulls up from six, won't go. Fight for the rebound, Sullivan's there again for Norris. So Pius now starting to cool down a little bit from the field. 8 of 17 for 47%, Norris 7 of 23 for 30%. It's hard to believe that Norris has actually shot more balls into the air than Pius. 3 of 11 for Norris from 3, 2 of 5 for Pius. Rebounds, 16 to 14, Pius. So Norris is holding their own there. Brown draws the double team, kicks it out 3. It's on the way, and it is no good for Ehrman. Fighting for the loose ball. It's picked up there by Maddie Gable, but then she throws it away, trying to get it back out to Ehrman. So good hustle to get the rebound, but then the senior couldn't save it as she threw it over her teammate's head. Have not been very many turnovers in this basketball game either way, and neither team doing a lot of pressing or even in the half court really getting out on you, just playing good straight in-your-face man-to-man. 5 turnovers for Pius, 4 for Norris. Driving in Simon, and as we say that, she lost it, but it bounces off the foot of Norris's Kylie Holland and out of bounds. 1:26 remaining in the third quarter, and the B game is mirroring the C1 game. It's 23-20 Pius. Nobody can score. Inbounds from midcourt. Throw it out towards Maddie Simon. She'll wait for it to go into the backcourt and grab it. Simon now a different defensive assignment on her as they put Cassie Dauber on. Now Holland comes over to double down, and a foul going to be called as Simon makes her move to the hoop. It's before any shot, but I believe it's going to be on Holland. And that is indeed the case. Everybody's setting up for a free throw. Maddie Simon said free throw, nope. And so they'll take it out underneath. 5 fouls on Pius. That's the first of the half on Norris. So Simon to throw it in into the corner. Gets it there to Hellman. Fakes the 3, back up to Simon. Starts the drive to the right elbow. Gives it to Shebeck, right back to her. Now they dump it inside. Good ball movement. Outside 3, Hellman, no good. Rebound, fought for, over the back, Pius. And over the back that time is Savannah Hannes. Not sure why when they threw the entry pass into Sander, she kicked it out. She was 3 feet from the hoop. Lincoln Pius now called for 6 fouls compared to 1 here in the third quarter of play, which, of course, will get the Pius fans fired up a little bit. State tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Ball gets loose in the Norris paint. We got a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Lincoln Pius the 10th. So we'll redo it. Pius a chance to score here before the end of the quarter. It's been 23-20 forever. 3 minutes plus for Pius, 3 minutes plus for Norris. We hit back-to-back threes. I thought we were going to get something going. Not the case. Pius lobs it inside. Sander blocked from behind Brown, but they're going to call a foul on Shailene, and free throws coming up for Lincoln Pius the 10th. At the line will be Kennedy Sander. She averages 16 points per ball game. She's got 5. Simon has 10. That's 15 of their 23. Free throw, Sander, up and in. 6-9 from the charity stripe now for Lincoln Pius the 10th, where Norris is 3 of 7. Going to see some substitutions back and forth here. And they want to sub Sander out if she makes the free throw. 32 seconds remaining. In the third, the free throw is up and in. Pius now back up by 5, 25-20. State tournament action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Norris needing to break their scoring drought here. They've turned it over 3 times during this drought as well. Turnovers in the game, 6 for Norris, 3 during this stretch. Up top with it is Dauber, 20 seconds to go. Norris looking for the last shot and looking to connect on the last shot. Brown, 15 seconds. Shea Brown guarded by Simon. Puts the ball on the floor with the left hand, reverses right side. Down to 8 seconds. Norris has got to move. Dauber with it. Up top to Meyer Henry. They're going to end up forcing a shot here. Dauber drives in. Had the shot blocked as time expired. Norris thought there might have been a foul. Didn't get the call. And that is the end of the third quarter. Pius 25, Norris 20. We'll head to the fourth quarter of the Class B Girls Championship game after this on ESPN Radio.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At 3 times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Glad to have you along with us on ESPN Radio for the 2015 Girls State High School Basketball Championships. We head to the fourth quarter of our Class B contest with the score, Lincoln Pius the 10th, 25, and Norris 20. 3 more games coming your way today, starting at around 4:30. With the D2 final, Falls City Sacred Heart will be taking on Why Not. And then at 6:30, Class A, Norfolk will be taking on Omaha Westside and Crofton and Hastings St. Cecilia. In C2, that's also on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Pius 25, Norris 20. Norris shooting 28%. Pius shooting 42%. Only taken 19 shots in the game compared to 25 attempts for Norris. And then you look at the rebounds, 17 for Norris and 17 for Pius. So it's not like Norris is getting a lot of second chance opportunities. Turnovers aren't there in the differential, so hard to tell why, from the stats, Norris has not been able to hang with Pius here in trail. Looks like somebody dumped something over there at the end of the media table, so they're wiping that up off the floor, and we're ready to go in the fourth quarter of play. State tournament action brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Norris ball down by 5, biggest deficit has been 7, but they have never led. They've had the chance off the pick and roll. They try to get it to Brown, deflect it off Sander. Brown gets it, forces it up short, got her own rebound, and then they call her for a foul, and that is the 4th foul on Brown, and very questionable call. Some of the time we do get to see the replay, some of the time we don't get to see the replay. So unless Brown did something that most of us couldn't have seen, it looked like that was clean. But nonetheless, it'll be Pius basketball and a chance to go back up by 7. In there is Savannah Honest to start the fourth quarter. Off 2 screens, a 3, Maddie Simon. In and out, top of the key, no good. Again, over the back, Pius, but they can't get the rebound. And the rebound brought down by Norris. Outlet pass, Ehrman. Ehrman all the way down, scoop shot. He's going to roll in for McKenna Sullivan. A rare transition bucket here for Norris. 25-22, Pius, 7 minutes to go in the Class B championship game. Hannes with it, tries to lob it in, and it's deflected away. Brown knocked it out of the hands there of Kennedy Sander. So Brown still in there and playing tough with 4 fouls. Head coach Hagerman figures, what the heck, you got to go down with your best. Brown now with the ball in the left-hand corner on the offensive zone for Norris. Takes some time. Holand hasn't touched it in a while. Driving baseline, another bucket for Sullivan. Norris has found something here in the first 90 seconds of the fourth quarter, and it's 25-24. Sander tries to answer at the other end. She turns around. A four-footer is short. She airballed a turnaround layup, and Holand will grab the rebound. Norris with her first lead. Meyer-Henry, three good. Where did this come from? And will Pius use a timeout? Yes, they will. There's been no scoring in this game, and Norris scores 7 points in a minute and 45 seconds on Meyer-Henry's three, her third of the game, and Norris has their first lead of this championship. Norris, 27. Lincoln Pius, the 10th, 25. 6:11 to go in the game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out why Nebraska-Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska-Land National Bank, member FDIC.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on ESPN Radio. Class B championship. Pius can't get it in. They cannot inbound the ball, and so another timeout has been called here by Pius. That, of course, will just be a 30. We'll keep it here and give you an update on what's going on in the Class C2 consolation game late in the fourth quarter. West Point Guardian Angels 62 and Sutton 24. Earlier today, Stewart beat Sandhill Stedford 47-41, and Howells Dodge beat Blue Hill 59-52. In the championship games, it was Pierce over Kearney Catholic 38-35 in C1. And in D1 today, it was O'Neill St. Mary's backing up their volleyball championship with a girls basketball title 52-33 over Dundee County Stratton, who had been unbeaten coming in to the state tournament. The last time the Lincoln Pius X girls won the state basketball title, 1992. I just find that amazing because it just seemed like they were there all the time. They have been the runner-up 7 times since then. Took third place in 2008. A&B doesn't have the third place game anymore. Pius lobs it into the post. And a layup for Kennedy Sander. Brought Simon out. She gets the assist. And we're tied at 27. 5:40 to go. Norris lost the first meeting in the first week of the season between these teams by 10, 55-45. 27 all, trying to force it on the baseline is going to be Sullivan. Sullivan ends up on the deck. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Pius. Sullivan really tried to force the issue, though, last time. Norris fans, as you may have heard, wanted a foul. As Simon with a good crossover takes it to the rack. And Pius with back-to-back buckets now leads at 29-27. So just that quickly, Pius picks themselves up off the mat, leading it by 2. And we have got a timeout by Norris. So they don't want it to get away from them. They tasted the lead for just a moment. 5:06 to go in the ballgame. Class B Girls Championship. Pius 29, Norris 27. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Now I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring in high school sports throughout the season. The girls state high school basketball tournament, and then the boys coming up next week on our network of stations. Adams Central, Central Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia, Amherst, Wilcox Hildreth. They're all here, Bertrand, even Southern Valley. So be listening for your games on our network of stations. Pius 29, Norris 27 out of the Norris timeout. Pius has hit back-to-back buckets, so Norris calls the timeout. Holding the basketball is Kylie Holland, guarded by Simon. It's been man-to-man all the way here for Pius, trying to slide through, forcing the shot. It's going to be blocked in there. Hellman on Ehrman. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Norris, trying to sneak a little guard down there into the land of the Giants. Meyer Henry now will throw it in for Norris, looking for the tie. Been a while since they've cast up a three in the inbound, trying to go up top. It's picked off. Simon. Maddie Simon wants to go coast-to-coast behind the back dribble. Lost it, but her teammate Hellman was there. And Pius will now have to get into the half-court set. Maddie Simon between the circles. Hands it off to Shebeck. 29-27 Pius. Right elbow Sander. Couple of screens setting up Shebeck for the three. Decided not to pull the trigger. Over to Simon. She'll put the ball on the floor. Into the paint. Kicks it off again. Pius as well being very deliberate with the basketball. Down to Sander. They cleared it out for her. She's fouled as she goes up with the left hand. And two free throws are coming up. There is a method to the Pius madness. They are at least moving without the ball and giving themselves opportunities here. Chance to make a nice little 6-0 run here. And the first free throw on the way for Sander is good. Kennedy now with 10 points, 4 of 5 at the line. She and Simon with 22 of the Pius 30. Second free throw coming up. A couple more dribbles for Sander, and she will fire it and score. 31-27, Pius with the lead. 4:08 to go in a basketball game. And a four-point Thunderbolt advantage. With it on the right side is Holland. Kylie holds the ball above her head. Skips it up top, Brown. They sag on Shaylina. They let her shoot a three. Pick and roll. They get it into Shaylina Brown. Layup good. They got Simon out of the paint. They got Sander out of the paint, and they were able to flash her through. 31-29 is your score. Pius leading again, trying to finish it off. They lob it inside, and there's Sander to answer right back. So the offense picking up here in the fourth quarter. 3.5 to go as Dobber will bring it into the front court for Norris, trailing 33-29. The 29 is the exact same points that Pius gave up in both the quarters and the semifinals to Scott's Bluff in the opening round and to Omaha Grosch yesterday. 3:15 remains. Brown in the left-hand corner. Almost passed it to the cutter, Dobber, and that would have been a turnover. Back out top to Ehrman. Ehrman's been pretty quiet today. For Ehrman, just 2 points, 1 of 7 from the field, and that's why she's been quiet. Under 3 minutes to go, and Norris will reset. Pius 33, Norris 29, here on ESPN Radio. Looking inside, and a travel after all that going to be called on Brown out of the three-point line. She was leaning in to make a pass in the lane, then decided to change her mind and traveled with the basketball. She's going to check out, but they already had Meyer Henry waiting to check in, so it wasn't because of the turnover. 2:40 to go in the game. 33-29. Pius by 4. And another bucket here could really put the pressure on. Beautiful day outside. So if you're enjoying it outside, we appreciate you're with us here on ESPN Radio. Inbounds pass from the baseline goes all the way out to midcourt to Simon, to Hellman. Back out top into the hands of Brokaw. Simon, they're trying to get her one-on-one with Meyer Henry. Into the corner to Shebeck. And Hellman will have it again. 2:22 to go. Pius being patient because they can. Simon between the circles backs it out. They'll reset it. On Brown, who's playing her with four fouls. Given back over to Simon into the corner. Skip pass, left wing, Hellman, quick three on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Boy, I thought that was down for the dagger, but it skipped out after dusting the inner half of the rim. Rebound Brown, under 2 minutes to go. Now Norris needs a bucket. Meyer-Henry drives, kicks it out to Dauber, fakes the three, into the paint, one-hand runner, hits the heel twice, won't go. Offensive rebound, Sullivan, up, blocked from behind. Blocked from behind by Brokaw, and Sander will grab the loose basketball. Pius on the outlet, Simon layup is good. Outlet to Simon, her layup is good. Timeout. And head coach from Norris, Hagerman, is a little upset about what happened at the other end. And I think the ref said, easy, because I don't want to tee you up. Pius 35, Norris 29, 1:34 to go in the B championship. We'll be right back.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care, and I think that that's just continued on.
I think the Common Core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. 1:34 to go in the Class B Girls Championship game. Who will join O'Neill, St. Mary's, and Pierce as champions here in 2015? Right now, Pius 35, Norris 29. Norris basketball. Norris still has three timeouts remaining, so if they can score, they can make it a possession-by-possession basketball game. Leading scorer for Norris is Meyer-Henry with three threes. She's got 9 points. Kylie Holland, who is the leading scorer for the season, has seven. And we are underway again. Meyer-Henry with a basketball. Up top to Holland. They cannot prevent Simon on those screens. She fights through them all. Pick and roll into Brown. Great pass and then a foul. Brown will go to the line. When she initially threw that, there was not a whole lot of room for Brown to grab that basketball, but Holland put it right on the numbers, right on the hand, right on the money. And two free throws coming up now with the clock stopped at a minute 21 to go. So Shea Brown needing free throws, and the first one is good. 6 points now for Brown. She's 4 of 5 at the line. And coming in now for Norris will be Cassie Dauber. And checking out will be Meyer-Henry. Second free throw now for Brown is up, and it is in, a four-point game. 35-31 as Norris cashes in. Now the Titans need to create a turnover. Pius is at only 6 in the game. And Shebeck with the basketball gets it across the timeline to Simon. Maddie dribbling, crossover, right up there on her is going to be Holland. Swing it to the right ring, Shebeck. Pius playing keep away with a four-point lead. Norris not wanting to foul yet, and then they do. So they'll foul Simon, and the head coach for Norris, Mark Hagerman, was almost at midcourt, out on the floor trying to get the instructions to his girls. And because they have fouls to give, they need to foul. That's only the fifth. So they'll make him throw it in again. Simon grabs it at midcourt. They reach in to steal the ball, coming right at us, and a foul going to be called on Simon, pushing off after Ehrman knocked it away. And that'll be a 1-1. What a change there. Ehrman couldn't grab it cleanly, and then they say Simon shoved her in the back trying to get to the ball. So not only does Pius turn it over, they give immediate 1-1 free throws here to Norris. And Hellman hasn't shot a free throw, has 1 3-pointer in the game, needs them. The first one, no good. Could have cut it to 2. Simon with the rebound, and they'll do it all over again. in the front court with a foul to give. Norris needs to go give it. Norris can't play zone. They got a man up, and there's a foul on Shevick. She won't shoot free throws because it's only the sixth foul. The foul will be called on Dauber. Just her second foul. 43 seconds to go. And a timeout called here by Norris. He did not have the defense he wanted, and he just barely got the timeout called with the clock stopped. So each team will have two timeouts remaining. 43 seconds to go in the championship. Pius has the ball and a 35-31 lead over Norris. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The Pius the 10th Lady Thunderbolts are 43 seconds away from their first state basketball championship in 23 years. Leading it 35-31 with the ball in the front court. Pius the runner-up in 88, 89, 90. And then they won it in 91 and 92, five straight years in the finals. Inbounds pass comes to Simon. She's going to attack the hoop, lay it up and in. They were expecting to foul, and Simon just took it right at him. 37, 31, 35 seconds to go. Up in the front court, trying to find a way to get a three away. Hole in the left-hand corner, dumps it to Brown. Brown's layup is good on a timeout. So good job there by Norris, not taking a bad shot, guaranteeing themselves a bucket. But what happened in that exchange is 17 seconds ran off the clock. And Norris is still down by four. 37-33 Pius, 26 seconds to go in the game. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Lincoln Pius the 10th, 37, Norris 33, 26 seconds left in the Class B Girls State Championship game. The C1 game was 38-35, and this has mirrored it, although the shooting has been a little better. Full court press, they get it into Simon, and they foul her right away into backcourt, 24-and-a-half. Pius definitely knows whose hands they want the basketball in down the stretch. They have been trying to get it into their superstaters' hands the entire fourth quarter. So Lincoln Pius the 10th will put her at the line, and it is still a 1-1 now for Maddie Simon. She'll put it up and it's good. 38-33. No matter what happens here, it's still a two-possession game, but if she makes it, then Norris is going to have to shoot three-pointers. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So it is a six-point game. Norris trying to get the ball up the floor and get a good look at a three-point bucket. 19 seconds. Holland trying to get it away. Throws it in and back out. Meyerheim from a three-point destination that is 25 feet away. No good for Meyer Henry. Rebound Hellman. Outlet to Sherbeck. And she's fouled with 7 seconds to go. And Briatha Shevick is going to go to the line. And Lincoln Pius the 10th is going to win the state title. They came up short last year, but not in 2015. Coach Rice wants to have one more word with his girls here. When that word should be stand there. The free throw, 1-1 is good. And that equals the largest lead of the game. Pius up by 7, 40-33. Norris took the lead momentarily at 27-25. But since then, Pius has taken over. Second free throw, good. 7 seconds to go. Norris will get one more shot away. Holand brings it into the front court, dribbles it off her foot, and that is going to be the end of the basketball game. Lincoln Pius, the 10th, your 2015 Girls Class B State Basketball Champions, with a 41-33 win over the Norris Lady Titans. We will take a break. Be back with the New West postgame show right after this on ESPN Radio.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena, where they're getting ready to hand out the first trio of sportsmanship awards. So many times the runner-up gets the sportsmanship award, and that's happened in B with Norris and in D1 with Dundee County Stratton. But not in C1. Pierce is going to get that too. Pierce winning the state championship, and they'll get the sportsmanship award, and they are a classy bunch. And if they're going to be beating the teams in our area, they're a good crew to do that. So congratulations to Pierce. It is time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Lincoln Pius the 10th, 41, and Norris, 33. Earlier today, Pierce beat Kearney Catholic 38-35 in C1, and in D1, O'Neill St. Mary's over Dundee County Stratton, 52-33. Three more championship games to go. At 4:30, Fall City Sacred Heart will try and snap the why not streak, which is at 4 in a row. Then at 6:30, can Norfolk do something that maybe no other girls team has done, win the Class A title from the number 8 seed? They'll play Omaha Westside. And the final game tonight, a rematch in C2, Hastings-St. Cecilia trying to snap the Crofton 51-game winning streak down here as they go for their fourth state title. That'll simulcast as well on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. So Norris finished 1-5 in the field, just couldn't get over the hump. They did for a moment, had one lead at 27-25, but after that, Pius was able to hit back-to-back buckets from Maddie Simon, take the lead back, and never relinquish it again. We'll be back and give you the final stats right after this timeout.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
And Maddie Simon has just finished cutting down the net here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And she hopes to have many more great games here at this arena as a future Husker. Let's take a look now at some of the final stats that we have for you. First off, for Lincoln Pius the 10th, they were led in scoring today by Maddie Simon with 18 points. She had 5 rebounds. Then it is Kennedy Sander, 13 points and 7 rebounds. Elsewhere, Mackenzie Hellman had 3 points, 1 rebound. Briatha Shevick, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Becky Brokop, 2 points, 2 rebounds in the ball game. They had those 5 starters get all their points and all their rebounds in the contest. For Lincoln Pius the 10th, they will finish with 41 points, 21 rebounds, 13 out of 16 at the free throw line. From 3-point land, they were 2 of 8. Block shots in the basketball game today, 2, and as far as turnovers, 7. For Lincoln Pius the 10th, they were 13 out of 27 from the field for 48%. They shot 53%, 8 out of 15 in the second half. Your state champions will finish with a record of 22 and 2. For Norris, their scoring breakdown was like this. Emma Ehrman, 2 points, 1 rebound. Danica Meyer-Henry, she had 9 points and 2 rebounds. McKenna Sullivan, 6 points, 7 rebounds. Shalina Brown ended up with 9 points, 6 rebounds. Kylie Holland, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Off the bench, Cassie Dauber had 1 rebound, as did Maddie Gable. Overall for Norris, they'll finish today's basketball game with 33 points. They had 22 rebounds, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 4 of 15 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 9 turnovers in the game for Norris. Norris shot 12 out of 36 from the field for 33%. Final score, Pius 41, Norris 33. Folks, want to say a big thank you for listening to all of our basketball games so far today. I'm going to try and heal the voice up, get ready for Boys State next week. The first game that we'll be having for you will be at 10:45 when Wilcox-Hildreth takes on Lincoln Northeast and Grand Island Central Catholic takes on Shadron. Then at 3:45 next week, we will have the Amherst-High Plains game. At 7 o'clock, St. Cecilia against Hardington Cedar Catholic and Bertrand will play Bancroft-Rosalie. And at 8:45, Adams Central will play Elkhorn South. State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care, and Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Mike Will will take you the rest of the way for the 3 championship games that are still to come. Fall City Sacred Heart, why not, in D2 at 4:30, Omaha Westside Norfolk in A at 6:30, St. Cecilia Crofton in C2 at 8:30. And this has been the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. The final score, Lincoln Pius the 10th, 41, Norris 33. From Pinnacle Bank, this is Doug Duda saying, have a good afternoon, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.